Arthur's Playhouse.
Kai New welcomes you.
I am sinking, Class 15. Thought I'd drive up for the reunion and sing. Tonight, isn't it?
Well, come on in, Brother Sinkin. I'm Pledge Robert Harris, Jr., Class of 48. There are a lot of alumni here. You'll meet a lot of your old friends. We're glad to see you. What class did you say you were?
As a matter of fact, I was only here 1 year, freshman year. After that, I didn't come to college. But if I'd stayed on, I'd have been in the class of 1915.
The ivy-covered walls of good old Park and College, the hallowed halls of Chi Nu Rho fraternity, scenes of yesterday revisited. This was Henry Sinkin's moment of glory, a shining, fleeting hour to make up for all. But how he did it is the real tale. So listen now as Arthur's Playhouse presents Vincent Sheen's whimsical story, Reunion.
$500. Well, all seems to be there.
It should be.
Yes. If you ever get out my way, Mr. Barron, then I don't suppose you busy lawyers have much time to visit Brooklyn.
I hope, Mr. Sinkin, you'll get some good out of the money. Your aunt didn't.
Oh, I have plans, definite plans. Tell me, Mr. Barron, where do you do your banking?
At First National, on the corner. Johnson over there handles my account.
Well, thank you, Mr. Barron. Thank you very much for all you've done.
Good luck, Mr. Sinkin.
Oregon Rose, Wholesale Hardware.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Warwick.
Warwick is not in.
Mr. Rose, then.
Mr. Rose is not in either.
Well, this is Sinkin, Henry Sinkin.
Who?
You must be new. This is Henry Sinkin, S-I-N-K-I-N. I've only been in the bookkeeping department 20 years. I just wanted to leave a message. I won't be in today. In fact, I may not be in for several days. Mr. Johnson, my lawyer, Mr. Barron, handles my New York affairs, tells me your bank here is about as good as they come.
Always glad to hear that.
I'm thinking about opening an account.
We'll be very glad to take care of you, Mr. Sinkin. If you'll just fill out this card.
Mr. Johnson, I know this is rather irregular, but I wonder if you'd tell me a good brokerage firm. Not too radical, you know. I like to trade occasionally.
Of course, we aren't supposed to recommend any one firm. But personally, I prefer Gibson Manning and Company. I always talk to a chap there named Price myself.
Well, thank you, Mr. Johnson. Thank you very much. I'll just fill out this card at the hotel and return it. Mr. Price, my name's Sinkin. Henry Sinkin. Mr. Johnson over at the First National Bank told me to get in touch with you.
Well, yes, Mr. Johnson's a good client of mine. Smart man.
Yes, he handles my account. Hmm? Mr. Price, I want to... Well, from time to time I do a little trading. Not much, you understand. Just get my feet wet, as it were. What do you think of Amalgamated Nickel?
Good. All right. Personally, I prefer United Plate and Steel.
United Plate and Steel, huh?
Have you ever thought of rails? Awfully good right now, Mr.
Sinkin. Yeah. Well, Mr. Price, let me do this. Let me think this over. Just came in to get acquainted, as it were. Oh, by the way, if this isn't too personal, but I want to get some clothes. Don't want to advertise I'm from the country too loudly. Haven't time for any tailor-made outfit.
Why not try Lenwood's on the Avenue? Chap on the second floor usually takes care of me, Eddie Grant. They're a little higher priced than most places, but worth it in the long run.
Well, thank you, Mr. Price. Thank you very much. And I'll get in touch with you about the stocks, particularly rails.
Why, that suit fits you to perfection. Gray is your color. You have a nice average figure. A nice average figure. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, I've taken care of Mr. Price for years. A good customer's man.
I'm thinking of letting Mr. Price handle my account.
Oh, he's very clever. This overcoat blends nicely, don't you think, Mr. Sinkin? Just look in the mirror. See?
Yes. I'll take it. By the way, do you know a good restaurant in the neighborhood? Good food, not too noisy.
Yes, sir, Mr. Sinkin. For a man of your type, I'd suggest Pierre's. Marvelous bouillabaisse on Friday. Why, that's today. Have you an account with us?
No, I prefer to pay cash. Early training in days when money counted.
A sound idea. Just tell Pierre I sent you. I'll write down the address.
Thank you, Mr. Grant. Thank you very much. Pierre, Mr. Grant over at Linwood tell me that your food is pretty good.
Oh, thank you, monsieur. We'd like to think so. Table for one?
Yes, I am alone today. What's good? Bouillabaisse?
Always on Friday.
Well, I'll take an order of bouillabaisse and some clam chowder to start with.
Bouillabaisse and clam chowder?
Why, unless...
Oh, no, that's quite all right, monsieur.
And a nice wine to set it off.
Oui, monsieur. May I suggest Clos de Bourget, 1927?
Why, that's very fine. Pierre, I wonder, do you happen to know where I could rent a car by the day? A big car, comfortable.
I will ask the doorman. He'll probably know, monsieur.
Oh, just have him send one around. Tell him I'll need it for a few days and to plan on going out of town. I think this car will do nicely. Very nicely.
Oh, I should hope so. Outside of undertakers, no one except my boss can get this kind today. Pick a condition. Oh, company says you better make a deposit. $30 a day, okay?
Fine. Reasonable enough. We're going, driver, to Parkinville, New York.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, driver, I'm not too familiar with shopping in New York. I want a liquor store. A good liquor store. And somewhere I can get a box of cigars. Havanas. Know some good tobacco shop?
Oh, sure thing. Boss, I forgot to tell you. There's a $10 extra charge for each additional passenger.
I see. There won't be any extra passengers.
You mean no Dane? No one?
No, there'll be no extra passengers.
Well, what do you know? Well, we ought to be at in Parkinville around 6:30.
You've made excellent time. What's your name?
Trumbull.
Trumbull.
Yeah.
I wonder if you'll do something for me. I wonder, that is, I'm going to see some friends up in Parkinville, and I don't suppose the question is likely to come up, but just in case anybody asks you about the car...
Oh, sure. The car's yours, you mean. Okay. But I don't think I got your name.
You don't have to say it's my car. You don't have to say anything, but they may just think it's mine. That's all. But my name is Henry Sinkin, and I'm staying at the Ritz. I've only been in New York a few days, and you are working for me while I'm there. You got that?
Yeah, Henry Sinkin, Ritz. In town for a few days.
It will definitely be worth your while. And, well, Trumbull, would you mind adding... Sir.
Okay. Sir. Well, here here we are. 6:30, just like I said.
Yes. Now, I want to go to Parkin College. It's right down this street.
You mean down at the end there?
Yes, but I want to stop at one of those fraternity houses. I guess you'll have to slow down, and I'll ask that boy which one. It's been so long.
Okay.
Young man, can you tell me where the Kai Nu Ro house is?
House right here, where those men are going inside.
Thanks.
Looks like they got company.
Yes, lots of cars. Try to park. You better lock up, then come up to the house and ask for me. I don't know whether I'm staying for dinner or what, but I'll tell you when you come.
Very good, sir. I'll open the door for you.
Right, Trumbull.
Kai Nu welcomes you.
I'm thinking, Class 15. Thought I'd drive up for the reunion and sing. Tonight, isn't it?
Well, come on in, Brother Sinkin. I pledge Robert Harris, Jr., class of 48. There are a lot of alumni here. You'll meet a lot of your old friends. We're glad to see you. Oh, here. Let me take your overcoat.
Yes, sir. I'm thinking, class 15. Thought I'd drop around for the reunion. I suppose there are some other members of my class here?
Glad to see you, Brother Sinkin. I don't know whether the class of 15 is represented or not. But a lot of old grads here tonight. Come on in, meet some of the other alumni. Brother Sinkin, Brother Yardley.
Glad to know you, Brother Yardley.
Brother Sinkin here is class of 15.
Class of 15, did you say? That's funny. I'm class of 16 myself. My name's Baldridge. I don't seem to remember you. What did you say your name was?
Sinkin. Henry Sinkin. As a matter of fact, I was only here 1 year, freshman year. After that, I didn't come to college. But if I'd stayed on, I'd have been in the class of 1915.
Ah, so that's it. You're not 1915 then, you're ex-1915. There's a difference. There's Don Moffat. He was in the class of 15, graduated in 15. You remember him. Everybody knows old Don. Hey, Don, come over here. Meet a classmate of yours.
Well, hello there, Baldridge. Well, Baldy, you old boy. Where's the classmate?
Right here, Brother Sinkin.
Sinkin.
Henry Sinkin. You fellas used to call me Sink.
Well, how have you been?
Well, first rate. I knew you'd remember me. As a matter of fact, I used to do your trig for you.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, how goes every little thing?
How's Fat Griffith?
Fat Griffith? Who's he?
Oh, you remember old Fat Griffith. No. His father had a seat in the exchange, I think. Oh, I understand Fat lost pretty much of everything in the crash of 29.
Hmm. Is that so? I'm sorry to hear that. I kind of lost track of Fat.
Yeah, too bad. Well, that's life, I guess. Some go up and some go down. Baldy, you old so-and-so, you're a sight for sore eyes. Say, do you remember the Sing the year we graduated? Oh, boy, was that a Sing.
I thought we'd end up in Sing Sing.
Sing Sing.
Sing Sing.
Say, that's a good one.
Pretty good.
Same old dinner gong. Probably same old food. Come on, Don. You'll join us, Sinkin.
Well, don't mind if I do. Good to be back.
Remember, Don, the night before the big game, our junior year, I think it was?
Oh, boy, do I remember.
Oh, Brother Sinkin, pardon me.
Yes. Well, hello, Pledge Harris.
Oh, gosh, you remember me, Brother Sinkin. Well, your chauffeur's at the door. He wants to know what your instructions will be for the evening.
Old Sink here is going to stay until the works are over. Aren't you, Sink? Tell your chauffeur to go away, you old plutocrat. Stick around. The Sink won't be over until 10:30 or 11. He can come back about midnight.
Well, I'll talk to him myself. Harris, Baldy, maybe later on a couple of you fellas might like to come up to the hotel for a quiet drink or two.
Attaboy, Sink. Probably got some pre-war scotch out there under the seat, huh? Well, you tell him.
Well, come on, you fellas. We're going to sing out a little. Start with For Good Old Kai Nu Ro.
Yeah, come on over here to the piano, you fellas. Come on, let's go.
Kai Nu Ro, wherever we go.
Well, wherever we go, Kai Nu Ro, food's just as lousy.
Yep, what's hot is cold, and cold hot.
Oh, who cares about food anyway?
Matter of fact, I had some bouillabaisse at Pierre's in town today. It wasn't quite up to par.
More coffee, Brother Sinkin?
Oh, a little. Here, Don, Baldy, try one of these cigars. Havana's best.
Thanks, Jim. What's been doing all these years, Sink? Something pretty good, or you wouldn't be traveling around in that bus with a chauffeur.
Oh, I don't know. I've been kind of lucky, I guess.
Give, Sink, old boy, give.
Yeah, come on.
Don here struggling along in the bank, and me? I'm just a fool insurance broker.
Well, when I left college, you know I didn't graduate. When I went down to New York for a while, and then to South America, I did pretty well down there. And, well, the truth is, I'm thinking of retiring, kind of looking New York over.
Must be pretty nice feeling to retire at our age. I went into the bank here after I graduated, my father-in-law's. I'm not doing too badly, but it'll be a long time before I can afford a fancy car and chauffeur or retire.
If you're in the banking game, maybe you know Johnson at First National, corner 54th in town.
I know who he is.
Handles my account when I'm out of town. My New York lawyer, Mitch Barron, recommended him. Nice chap, Johnson.
look here, Mr. Sinkin. You don't happen to need any insurance, say $1 million life?
Well, I might. Not quite that steep. You flatter me. Matter of fact, I'm in the market rather heavy. Thinking of pulling out, maybe, and get a few annuities.
Well, here's my man. Here's my man.
What's good, Sink, in the market?
Confidentially, my broker, a fellow by the name of Price over at Gibson Manning and Company, recommends United Plate and Steel.
United Plate and Steel, huh?
And rails. Very strong right now.
Is that right? Rails. Interesting. Of course, I don't have too much extra cash lying around as you do, Sink. You old devil. Who'd ever think? Good old Sink.
Yeah, good old Sink. Yeah, I might have known a financier. He did my trick for me, didn't you, Sink, you old so-and-so, you?
Well, we can't be good in everything. And after all, Don, you were captain of the football team and president of Kainu 2 terms. Say, speaking of being smart, whatever happened to Frank Waters? Even as a frosh, he was a Phi Beta material.
Yeah, poor old Frank. He's here on the campus, on the faculty, teaching history. Maybe clears $4,800 a year, if he's lucky. You know, we might ask him up to your hotel afterward, if he can break away from the wife.
Poor guy, nagging wife.
I suppose you've been lucky that way, too, you old so-and-so.
Where's Wood? What about Peters, Joe Peters? He went beta, didn't he?
Sure he went beta, the snob. Old Kai Nuro wasn't good enough for him.
Well, then why ask him to your room, Sink? If we weren't good enough in those days, what?
Well, we're same guys at heart.
You know, I never thought betas or dakers were so much better. Just because their old men happen to have more money, belong to more clubs.
Well, we're making up for it now, aren't we? Sink, you old
devil. Okay, pipe down, everybody.
Thanks, now, as president of Kainu Ro, it's my pleasure to welcome you all here tonight.
Well, that's very nice.
Every year, the interfraternity singing reunion brings a lot of you out. All of you fellas out, alumni and all, brothers in the bond. We're all always mighty glad to welcome you. Now, the house fund has benefited by your generosity in other years. And since this is a particularly bad year, and we'd be particularly happy to think that you'd be interested enough to contribute whatever you think is right. Now, we won't spoil the reunion by any kind of appeal for funds, but of course a few fellas will kind of keep it in mind.
Yes, keep it in mind.
Now, all together, let's sing Kainu Forever. Make it plenty loud. We want to cop the prize at the sing tonight. All ready?
Yeah. Kainu
better get moving. You all know where the quadrangle is. Any kind of formation until we get there. Afterwards, remember, it's in column of fours. Come on, fellas. Let's all be proud of Kainu Ro.
Pardon me, Brother President. I want to speak to you a minute.
Oh, pleasure, Brother Sinkin.
I enjoyed your little talk about the spirit of Kainu Ro, and, well, it kind of brought back many happy days. And, well, when I get back to New York, I'll just see what my commitments are and what I can do for the house fund. In the meantime, won't you let me give you this, just to make sure?
$100. Golly, Brother Thinking, this is swell.
Oh, it's nothing at all. As I said, when I get back to New York... look here, son, I'd just as leave you didn't spread this around. Might embarrass the rest of them.
Golly, thanks a million, Brother Thinking. Sure is great. Okay, brothers, let's get moving.
What a night. Moon over the old building there. Regular picture or something.
Yeah, it certainly is. Never appreciated it when we were going here. That chapel there in the moonlight, trees. It
certainly is beautiful. Makes a fella feel young again. My, does a fella good to be back.
Yeah. Well, I hear that old guy knew good to have you back. The president told me. It was great of him.
Oh, nothing at all.
What's that, Baldy? I didn't hear.
Oh, nothing at all.
Nothing, eh? Only that Sink here gave the house a very substantial sum for the house fund, I understand, and more to come.
Nothing at all. I merely gave them something to tide them over till I get back to New York and took over my commitments. And Baldy, about that insurance, give me your address.
Sure thing.
Yeah, guess it's over. Thing's over.
Yep, until next year anyway. Fellow owes it to himself to come down once a year. Sort of revitalizes her.
Yes, it does. It certainly does. Makes a new man out of him. Well, fellows, suppose we plan to come to my suite at the hotel. I'll have to pick up my car at the house. I guess we can all pile in.
Suits me. Well, what do you know? Hey, Frank! There's Frank Waters. Frank, what do you know? Just talking about you at dinner tonight. Sink here was asking about you. You remember old Hank Sinkins? Old Sink. Frosh here back in 1915. Sink here is rich as Croesus. He's throwing a little party at the hotel.
Well, Frank Waters, it's great to see you. You've got to come along. Have a drink or two. Here you're peddling brains on the faculty. You always were a smart one.
Joe, say, there's Joe Peters over there. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Doc.
Oh, say, I forgot we weren't going to ask him up, were we?
Oh, what the heck. No use harboring grudges 20-odd years ago. Show him what he missed not joining old Kai New.
Sure, have him come up.
Matter of fact, we can stop over at the Beta House on our way to the hotel. See what fellas from our class over there. Let bygones be bygones, I always say. Come in, fellas. Place is yours. Get yourselves a drink.
Well, say, your man Trumbull did you up proud, all right. Honeymoon suite. And look at this table. Ice, Shasta water, ginger ale, even sandwiches.
Yes, Trumbull's a good man, all right. Doesn't overlook a thing.
Certainly keeps that car of yours spiffed up. You had him long?
Well, considering servants today, I'd call him practically an old-timer.
Hey, this hooch of yours tastes like the real McCoy. Well, here's to...
Just a minute. Fellows, attention. I want to propose a toast. Friends... I can't say brothers because you all didn't have the privilege of belonging to Kai New Row. But what I want to say is a toast. That is, to propose a toast. I say we toast Old Sink, our host here tonight. He was a freshman when some of the rest of us were, and, well, Sink here didn't have the advantages the rest of us did from graduating from good old Parkin. But all I can say is I only wish we'd all made our mark in the world the way he has. A good guy. Our classmate, the most successful member of the class of 1915, Henry Sinkin.
Hey! All right, fellas, let's give the old cheer for old Sink. You know the stuff.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Good old,
good old Sink.
Yay, man. Yay, man. Yay, man. Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Back to little old New York.
Yes, you've made excellent time, Trumbull. You needn't take me to the hotel. I'll just get out here at the corner.
Okay, mister. Here, I'll open the door for you.
Excellent service, Trumbull. If I ever need... Well, here's something for your whiskers. I guess a few fires will always come in handy.
Yes, sir. Oh, thank you, sir. Good night, Mr. Second.
Good night, Trumbull.
Say, could you help me?
Sure thing. What's the trouble, Bud?
No trouble, but could you tell me if this is where I get the subway for Brooklyn? Flatbush.
Is that you, Henry?
Yes, love. How are you?
How am I? Henry's thinking, where have you been? The office said you've taken 2 days off. 2 full days.
Well, an old aunt of mine, Aunt Beulah, died. I went to her funeral. I tried to get
you,
but...
2 full days off. You know they'll dock you, and we certainly can't afford that. Here I scrimp and scrape to... Henry, that silk, it's new.
Well, I felt I needed one. I didn't want to be seen in that other shiny one.
It isn't enough you get docked for 2 days. You buy a new suit.
Where's Flora?
At the high school rehearsing. She's going to be in a new play, and I know that... I don't know how on earth we're going to pay for her costume, but anyway, the poor child...
We'll manage.
You mean I'll manage? For 20 years I've been managing, and I'm sick of it. On your $35 a week. Here you take 2 days off, buy a new suit, go to a funeral, you say. Henry Sinkin. Henry Sinkin, answer me.
Yes, love.
Henry Sinkin, I can't understand what's the matter with you. What's come over you? You've never done a thing like this before in 20 years. They don't understand it at the office either. Do you feel all right?
Yes, love, I feel all right. A matter of fact, I feel very good.
You have heard Vincent Sheen's story, Reunion, adapted for Author's Playhouse by Inez Asher and directed by Mr. Norman Felton. Mr. Sinkin was played by Mr. Art Van Harvey and Trumbull by Mr. Art Hearn. Others in the cast of Author's Playhouse tonight included Miss Kay Miller, Mr. Philip Lord, Mr. Charles Eggleston, Mr. William Fine, Mr. Thomas Post, Mr. Stanley Gordon, Mr. Michael Romano, and Mr. Nick Reichert. The music was arranged and played by Mr. Elwin Owen. Next week, same time, same station, Author's Playhouse will bring you Julian Fast's hilarious fantasy of a ghost with a talent for crime and a taste for John Barleycorn. My friend Merton. Author's Playhouse was heard in Canada through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.